from Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show. Brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Teeth Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. And the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Gail Gordon, George Neese, Verna Felton, the sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? Two says to me, we're all aces. No romance that made me a wreck, but you got my heart going places. You poor man Gregory Peck, you came along today.
I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but
I may be wrong.
All my shirts were unsightly, all my ties were a crime. If in me you think rightly,
it's the very first time.
Oh, you came a long way. I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but maybe I may be wrong.
Well, anything can happen in a dream. And last night, Judy dreamed she was given an Academy Award, an Oscar for Distinguished Radio Acting. The dream was so realistic that Judy is convinced she's destined to become a great actress and is talking about it to her friend, Patsy Pearce, star of the silent movies.
Say, Judy, tell me more about your dream.
Oh, Miss Pearce, I sure did some wonderful dramatical acting in my dream. Just listen to this.
If you want anything, just whistle.
Judy, that was good. You sounded just like Humphrey Bogart.
Gosh, thanks.
Oh, look, honey. You told me you were mumbling in your sleep. You were talking with an accent and a low voice. Now, what was that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, what a chilly night. Tonight I want to be alone. With someone.
Yeah, boy. Miss Pierce, I'm going to start acting like a real dramatical star. This morning, I'm going to have breakfast in bed.
Really? Well, what's this diet list you have here, Judy?
Oh, that's the same diet list that Greta Garbo uses. She always says, remember, we are what we eat.
Do you believe that's true?
I sure do. When I found out that we are what we eat, I stopped eating pig cracklings and sow belly. Well, I ain't taking no chances on that.
Good morning, everybody. Here's your breakfast cereal, Miss Judy.
My dear Geranium, please, you must remember, a star of my dramatical statue must never be addressed in that manner.
Excuse me, madame. I meant to say I brought you your grape nuts.
Well, never mind, Geranium. I guess it's better for you to just be yourself.
Okay, Miss Judy. Say, how come all this new routine around here? Why, you even have an oyster for breakfast.
Oysters are on Greta Garbo's diet list, Geranium.
Oh, that's it. But, Miss Judy, I know you haven't eaten all your oysters. Don't you want the rest of them?
I don't even want this one.
You want to be like them dramatic stars? Now take me. I just want to be myself. Fat and foolish.
Yeah, but I bet if you watched your diet, Pomeroy would like you better.
Say, how are you getting on with Pomeroy, Geranium?
Oh, fine now. Yeah, he was here yesterday afternoon and, golly, he kissed me. Ma'am, did you ever hear a process called slow bake?
Yes, Geranium.
Well, I was fast fried.
Hey, Miss Pierce, will you please switch on the radio for me?
Why, sure, honey. What program do you want to listen to?
I want to get one of them daytime serials. Maybe I can get a few ideas for a dramatic program of my own. Let's see what we got here.
Folks, I've been smoking El Choco cigars for 50 years. El Choco cigars supply the answer to that question medical science has been asking for years. How long can a man live without lungs?
No, that ain't what I want to hear. I want to listen to a daytime cereal.
Today, the makers of that delicious breakfast cereal, Sprinkles Crinkles, bring you Kitty Cook, Girl Schnook.
Oh, goody, this is it.
Ladies, remember, Sprinkles Crinkles are untouched by human hands. Yes, untouched by human hands. We just kick them into the box of our feet.
Well, never mind that. Let's get on with the story.
Okay. As our scene opens, Mary greets someone at the door. Mary.
John.
Mary.
John.
Oh, Mary.
Oh, John.
Mary?
Yes, John.
Mary, you're not the girl I thought you were.
What makes you say that, John?
Because my name isn't John.
Oh, boy, now that's the kind of stuff I want to do. Real dramatical.
Say, Miss Judy, your publicity man, Mr. Manfield, here to see you.
Oh, excuse me for a minute, Miss Pierce. Say, Geranium, help me with this dressing gown, will you?
Okay. Hey, honey, why don't you convince Mr. Manfield you can do dramatic acting? Put it on for him. Put it on thick.
Thanks, Geranium. I think I will. Well, here we go.
Ah, good morning, Judy.
Oh, there you are, Gordon, you dear, dear, dear boy.
Judy...
Gordon, would you care for a spot of tea, or have you just had your sheets cleaned? Sit down, please.
Thank you. How, sir? Tea?
Thank you.
Crumpet?
What?
Crumpet.
No, don't crumpet. I'll bust it myself and soak it in my...
Judy, what brought on this display of hammy dramatics?
Oh, Mr. Manfield, I can do more than just comedy parts. Well, I could be a great actress and play parts with feeling to call for a lot of commotion.
Judy, you mean you want to be a thespian?
Oh, shucks, no. I go to the same church I always go to. Mr. Manfield, you don't realize it, but I could do parts and pictures like the senator was in the street, mother was tight, drooling in the sun. You see, I want to do serious parts, tragedy and stuff.
Oh, Judy, be yourself. Anyone can make an audience cry, but... who can make them laugh?
I don't know, but if we can find anybody, let's bring him right up here now.
My dear, you seem quite serious about this.
I sure am. I want to win an Oscar, Mr. Manfield. I want to hang it over my mantelpiece.
An Oscar? But, Judy, where would you get an opportunity to do any dramatic acting?
Well, I heard them daytime serials, and I'm going to get up an idea for a serious program of my own. Of course, I've got to get some masculine actors of the opposite gender. Gender means sex, but I can't say that on the radio.
Very well, Judy. I suggest you experiment with your dramatic ideas.
Good. I'll try it out on my radio program tonight.
Then I'll arrange to get some actors to help you. You need some leading men, I gather.
Huh?
I say you need some leading men, I gather.
Now, you lead me to them, and I'll gather myself.
Halo, everybody, halo. Halo is a shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo Shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Yes, soaping your hair with even finest liquid or cream shampoos hides its natural luster with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap. Made with a new patented ingredient, Halo cannot leave dulling film. Halo reveals the true color and brilliance of your hair the very first time you use it, leaves it shimmering with glorious natural highlights. And even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo carries away loose dandruff and dirt like magic. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Say hello to Halo shampoo. Goodbye to dulling soap film. Get Halo at any cosmetic counter. And remember, soaping dulls hair, Halo glorifies it.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Now back to Judy Canova and her novel tribute to Old Paint.
Lately I've seen lots of cowboy movies, and I found out a horse is really smart. There's Thunderhead and Flicker, and we can't forget old Trigger. In every picture they play quite a part. Now I've a horse named Paint back home. He's not a movie star, but if he had a chance, he would go far. Old Paint, although his way back seems to drag, he's my old Paint. I love the sag in that old nag. The one front tooth is gone. The rest of them all glisten. He looks just like a picket fence with one picket missing. Old Paint, if he looked into a looking glass, he'd faint. But to me, there's no one dearer. Some horses are so brilliant. It's a shame that old Paint ain't. But he's mine, all mine, old Paint. Oh, a horse isn't strange. Way out on a range, and a desert's a place for a camel. And I like a horse who looks like a horse, but this one looks more like a camel. He's not at home on the range. It's a wonder that he gets around. When I ride him, you see, it's like walking to me, 'cause my feet drag along on the ground. Please don't carry him back to the glue factory. Besides being a horse, he's a friend to me. Though he'd make good bubble gum, it would be a disgrace to see him all splattered on a little boy's face. Yippee-i-o. Ah, here he comes now. Old Paint. Come over here. Come to your boss. Oh, you're my old Paint. Oh, boy, ain't you an ugly horse. You can't do tricks like Trigger. A rope you cannot skip. But you're the only horse I know with a mustache over your lip. Old Paint. You may not look good on the shelf.
You don't look so hot yourself.
But you're mine, all mine, all pain.
Well, Judy is determined to win an Oscar. So tonight she's going to put on a serious radio drama.
Say, Judy, how are you getting on with your dramatic show?
Oh, Miss Pierce, I got the script all written up for tonight.
Ah, that's fine, honey. We'll all be listening.
Gee, I'm sure going to get a kick out of it. I play the part of a young mother.
Well, that should make you happy. You know, Judy, I think all women should be mothers.
Yeah. Men are so selfish, you'd never get them to do it. Golly, you know, in one scene, me and my groom-to-be is taking the marriage vow, you see. He gazes into my eyes with the most romantic look, and he says,
"Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita."
Say, what do you think about me being a dramatical actress, Paige?
Oh, fine, Senorita. My cousin Gonzalez is a dramatical actor. He was trying out for a part in that picture, The Robe, and they made him wear a robe.
Well, that ain't surprising. Actors always wear what the picture calls for, Pedro.
I know, Senorita, and that's why he turned down a part in another picture.
Another picture? What picture was that?
The Naked City.
Pedro, speaking of clothes, where'd you get that new necktie you're wearing?
Oh, I got it for my birthday from Mexico. And Senorita, my girl gave me a pair of pajamas for my birthday, but I was disappointed. I wanted a convertible coupe.
Well, Pedro, there's quite a difference between pajamas and a convertible coupe.
See, with pajamas, I cannot go as many places with the top down.
Pedro.
I think.
What'd you say?
I think.
Pedro, tell me something. Do you think you'll get married to your girl?
Well, Senorita, we cannot seem to agree. My girl would like to get married and have 5 boys, you know, for a basketball team.
Well, why can't you agree?
I like football. Well, Senorita, I hope your new program comes out okay tonight. Hasta la vista.
You're hot as a pistol, too, Pedro. Golly, I better get over to the radio station. I don't want to keep the cast waiting to rehearse my new grammatical program.
Tonight, the Judy Canova Dramatic Players present Mabel and George, a true life story of two happy young newlyweds. As our scene opens, George and Mabel are seated at the breakfast table. George speaks.
Oh, darling, you look beautiful this morning. You're beautiful even without your makeup.
Kiss me, George, you handsome hunk of man.
Ah, kisses for breakfast, kisses for lunch, kisses for afternoon coffee.
And no kisses for supper?
No, by supper time, I'm ready for hamburger.
Darling, do you want your breakfast now?
Ah, who wants breakfast? Kiss me again. Oh, Mabel, where did you learn to kiss like that?
One day my lips were puckered and I had them quick frozen. Bird's Eye Mabel, they call me. Come on, dear, you better have your breakfast.
No, Judy, stop the rehearsal, stop.
Well, what's wrong, Mr. Mansfield?
You can't expect people to believe a sketch like that. It isn't true to life. Married people don't act that way.
Well, I got another sketch here that you might like better. This is about the same couple after they've been married for 15 years. Read the introduction, please, Howard.
Okay, Judy. George and Mabel are now married 15 years. As our scene opens, George is seated across the table, the breakfast table, from Mabel.
Mabel, I can't eat my breakfast with you staring me in the face.
What's the matter with me?
You look terrible. Why don't you put on your makeup?
I have got it on. George, you're just grumpy today. Here, I baked you some hot biscuits. Sink your teeth into one of these.
Okay.
How'd you find the biscuits?
Okay. Now help me find my teeth.
George, Before we got married, you'd take me out dancing and dining and buy me orchids, champagne, and caviar. Why don't you do that anymore?
What for? It's like buying oats for a dead horse.
Look, all I ever asked for was a home of my own where I could hang towels on a rack marked his and hers.
Well, you got them, haven't you?
With seven kids in the family?
What's that got to do with it?
Our towel is marked to whom it may concern.
Daddy! Oh, Daddy, give me a nickel for ice cream cone, will ya?
Shut up and drink your beer!
George, that boy is 12 years old now. He should be putting on long pants soon.
Yes, but when?
Just before he leaves the house. George, where's your mother? She ought to be helping me look after the kids. I suppose she's out playing gin rummy again.
So what? Mother's the best gin rummy player in town.
Yeah, she is till she runs out of gin. Boy, what a rummy.
Hey, who's that? Son ever married you? You don't know anything about raising kids.
I do, too.
You don't even know the first thing about child psychology.
Yes, I do. Child psychology is a study of children written by a bachelor for doctors to tell parents who don't think their kids need it in the first place.
Now, you see, I knew you didn't know. Now, what is juvenile delinquency?
Juvenile delinquency? That's when kids start acting like their parents. Oh, gosh, I almost forgot. Oh, gee, I guess it's time to give the baby his bottle.
Oh, look, he's so cute in his crib. Isn't he a doll?
He looks just like his mother.
Turn him over. I want to see his face.
You're looking at his face. Get him to stop crying. What'll I do?
If you were any kind of a mother, you could handle him yourself.
Mother, don't speak to Mabel like that.
What a marriage. Gosh, married life is like going down a one-way street.
A one-way street?
Yeah, everybody starts hollering at you when it's too late to back out. It's all so very discouraging.
Friends, tune in next week for another chapter in the life of George and Mabel.
Mr. Mansfield, how'd you like my acting? Do you think I win an Oscar?
Well, frankly, Judy, I don't...
Hey, that was the most wonderful acting I ever heard by your panienmane.
Oh, who are you?
I'm the janitor in Studio Y. I just heard you say you wanted an Oscar.
Well, what about it?
Well, my name is Oscar Jorgensen, and you can have me by equals.
Well, Judy, you finally won your Oscar.
Yeah, you bat your boots.
Well, then, Oscar, you better come home with me.
Good. You mean you're going to hug me under the moonlight?
No, I'm going to hang you over the mantelpiece.
Now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman, answering your many requests, for now is the hour.
Now is the hour when we must say goodbye. Soon you'll be safe.
Casanova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hooper with John Ward and is produced and directed by Joe Rhines. This is Howard Petrie asking you to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair and the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. Next Wednesday night, Judy Canova will entertain 16,000 men at the United States Naval Training Center in San Diego. And now here's Judy.
Thank you, Howard. I'll be looking forward to seeing you next Wednesday night, fellas. And folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week. Halo Shampoo and Super Suds, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing, go to see me, little baby. Go to see me, little baby. When you wake your patty, patty kiss and ride a tiny little home.
Stay tuned to Kay Kaiser with his Comedy of Errors in the College of Musical Knowledge, which follows immediately.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.